After a major court victory regarding immigrant detentions in Los Angeles, lawyers and plaintiffs in Vasquez Perdomo versus Noem held a news conference to highlight the significance of the ruling and urge the public to stay engaged. On Friday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals denied the federal government's request to pause a temporary restraining order blocking federal agencies, including Homeland Security, from carrying out what the court described as unlawful actions in Los Angeles and surrounding areas. The TRO was originally granted to stop federal agents from making unconstitutional stops and to ensure detained individuals have access to legal counsel. The federal government is appealing the order, but for now, the court says it must remain in effect. Chandra Bhatnagar is the director of the ACLU Foundation of Southern California.
Quite simply, the courts have accepted our very clear proposition. Stopping and detaining people because of what they look like, what language they speak, or where they come from is unconstitutional and morally indefensible. It is bigotry, pure and simple.
Since June 6th, over 2,300 people in the LA area have been detained by federal agents and denied due process, regardless of their immigration status. Some still remain in detention centers. Angelica Salas, director of the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, says organization members, as well as callers to the rapid response hotline, have described case after case of extrajudicial arrests that rely primarily on a person's race, the location where they lived and worked, the job they undertook, and whether they spoke Spanish or spoke English with an accent. The federal government argues that the court's order is too broad and interferes with lawful immigration enforcement. They claimed factors like language, race, and location when making stops can be part of building reasonable suspicion. ACLU senior staff attorney Mohammed Tajsar, a lawyer for the plaintiffs, says the law is straightforward.
You know, this was not a difficult legal case. This was not a case where we had to push the law. The law existed here. We relied on the Supreme Court's precedents to ensure that the federal government cannot racially profile people and cannot stop and deprive people of their liberty simply for existing.
Tajsar continued by describing the federal government's stance in court.
They went to the federal appellate court and acted confused. And what the judges told them there and what they said to them in their decision is this was not a confusing order. This injunction, this TRO, was not confusing. The law is not confusing. If you are brown, you cannot be stopped simply because you're brown.
Adding to Tajsar's points, lawyer Bhatnagar pointed to hypocrisy in the federal government's claims.
On one hand, the government says it's not engaging in racial profiling. On the other hand, it seeks to fight an order that prevents it from engaging in racial profiling. We know the reason for this hypocrisy. The government's actions have been unjust and illegal, and they cannot defend their own record.
The court's rejection of the federal government's argument suggests the courts are not convinced that the federal actions are lawful. It sends a message that the courts are willing to step in and limit executive power when constitutional rights are at stake. Meanwhile, at the news conference, lawyer Tajsar said people's rights are clear.
And they come from the U.S. Constitution, and it doesn't matter your status, it doesn't matter your color, it doesn't matter what work you do, and it doesn't matter where you are protected by those rights. These rights travel with you regardless of where you go. So my message to everybody in Southern California is, if you see something, say something.
The short-term temporary restraining order is in effect until the courts hear the next round of this litigation. The court will consider whether to issue a longer-term preliminary injunction on September 24th. This is Sophia Raiz Alfeni for Pacifica Evening News, KPFA.